Hi, this is about the passive income fix. It's an answer that I believe anyone who puts it into practice, including millennials, baby boomers, or generations, can make $5,000 a month or a lot more every month, passive residual income. Here's the points. I'm going to just read them off. I'm reading this off of paper, so I'm going to try to go fast. One, why am I doing this? Two, who am I doing this for? Three, what knowledge, experience, or wisdom or know-how do I possess? And what's the stated goal of the enterprise? And on that final note, there, what's the incentive for this? For anyway, I'm going to get started right now, but I'm going to move forward the stated goals up to the front. So if you're in a hurry, you can just get the gist of this and then go on. What's the stated goals of this enterprise? In short, it's to help five people and a lot more, up to say 500 or more, make $5,000 a month PRI, that's passive residual income. That leaves about $1,000 a week, or $5,000, because after taxes and expenses, it'll be about $1,000 a week. So that's the goal. And to give just one, everybody gets in a stream, including myself, passive residual income. It's a hedge. So I want to do at least five. Again, why? Five more is better. And also it takes up for attrition because people drop off. So why am I doing this? Let me make that clear again. I want five people to make $5,000 a month. That's the goal, and I want to help them do it. Why am I doing this? My goal is to help five people make $5,000 a month and have them at least do that, maybe more. That way I will hire with my money, with my $5,000, I'll hire someone to take the workload off my wife and a lot of stress off our main business. Anyway, I wanted you to know this is all extra money. We're not talking about you're giving up anything. We're talking about doing this in addition to whatever your business is. So why am I doing this? My goal is another passive stream of income added to our portfolio to take some stress off my wife. And again, it's important, and this is one thing I'll cover over and over again, you want this stream to be 100% under your control. My stream under my control, your stream under yours, not under some companies that can change things on you. Okay, one of the main treasures of this opportunity and these goals is the training. Without the training, without the skill set, you're never going to make the 5,000. But with the training, you can make a lot more. This training is powerful. I offer it to anyone, I believe, this stuff works for anyone who's got their own business. And I've had a lot of experience with businesses, owning businesses. This is not common information. You know, this is about three key courses. There's a lot more courses. I'm going to talk about three. One, how to handle the sting of rejection. Very important. Very skipped. Makes life so much easier if you can handle that sting of rejection quickly. How to talk to and present to 20 interested people in a day or a week or even in an hour for the hustlers. Another thing is this is unique. I've never seen it anywhere. This is the third point. The way to eliminate personal limitations. It helps to truly expose and thus remove the lies that you believe. Those are what cause your limitations. Hidden lies that are you believe that are normally the source of your personal limitations. With those exposed, they're gone. And I've got amazing stories of what happens when limitations are removed. Okay, now I'm going to go on. Why am I doing this? I believe in and have proven in giving you receive, and I said that the best way to get is to give what I want. I want passive residual, so I give passive residual to others. That's the law of the universe. I want things under 100% of my control, so I give people things that are 100% under their control. It's the law of the universe. You reap what you sow. I want to choose to create another stream of passive income. I thought that. The critical words, though, is passive. That means you don't have to do anything or much, and the money keeps coming in. Residual, again, the money keeps coming in over and over again, and month after month, year after year, and that's spendable cash. It can be called ongoing recurring streams of income. And I want this stream, or these streams, to be fully under my control. And I'm going to say this. I've made the mistake a few times to build some income streams, good ones, for someone else thinking, believing, hoping, trusting that it will continue for me as well as for them, you know, passive. But, you know, in this world, people tend to get greedy. And poof, all my work went to their passive residual income, not mine. I was left out in the cold. That happened enough times to make me make sure I want it 100% under my control. And so they say an exceptional man learns from the mistakes of others. So learn from my mistakes and don't keep it under your control. Don't have someone else under control of your life. So who am I doing this for? I said I'm doing it for me and my family and my wife, but I'm also doing it for the bigger picture. I believe in a God and in giving you receive. So I'm looking for people I want to give to, get good karma, and I also want them to make PRI because if I give them PRI, guess what I get? Passive residual income. The kind of person I'm looking for, this is what I'm looking for. Somebody that's honest, ethical, hardworking, open to learning new things, willing to do what's necessary, not a quitter, and someone who loves others. But the truth is, I'll take anyone who's got one of those traits, even someone with none of those traits who's willing to test the water. So, what knowledge and experience or wisdom do I possess? Well, a lot. The most important thing is life goals. My life goals is not money or fame or fortune, although I've got a little bit of money and a little bit of no fame, but a little bit of fortune. I've already got passive residual income streams. In fact, I could sit back if I wanted to and do nothing for the rest of my life, barring a full collapse of the entire economy and system or a major health issue or some unrealized tragedy like some tyrant taking over and stealing everything, which happens quite a bit. But if things just go okay, I'm okay for, and I'm oh God, I'm okay, and I thank God for that. So what about my experience? I'll make a full blog about that someday, but let me go some real brief points. It includes lots of sales experience, lots of working for others, lots of running own businesses, running businesses for others. I once had a rich boss for quite some time, until he got killed in a plane accident, who was very into very many things, and I learned very many things, and he put me in charge of all kinds of new things. He actually had my best interest in heart. He put me in charge of certain new areas that I had to learn from the ground up. As a resume, for example, I included running ranches with horses and livestock, running a grade A dairy. He was into a lot of things. Top sales management with high-tech phone services that made millions, I learned, became ineffective at C plus, PowerPoint, Word, Excel, computers. I oversaw for quite some time a ski resort. It's a rest and it's restaurant. And the ski instructor. I was the ski instructor. I also set up and ran a telemarketing cruise and other skill sets. These included having a broker's license in real estate and annuity license. I built 30 plus homes from scratch, from find the vacant lot, run the building, find a buyer, close a sale, do another. I sold many homes, many pieces of property, including a couple of multi-million-dollar transactions. It includes hard work, that's my resume, hard discipline, wise teachers, and a lot of mistakes that I learned from. And a lot of, in the course, running into scammers, frauds, thieves, and liars. So it includes years of door-to-door sales and lots more. Like a spiritual vent, I was really into teaching Zen and meditation, running lie truth detection for tens of thousands of hours. You know, find out who's telling truth and who's lying, and I found a way to turn that into a therapy to help remove those limitations. Anyway, I guess I've been lucky. Not only I've been a truth seeker, but I've been a truth finder. I pretty much kept my spiritual stuff in the background and just did the business. So let's see, what's the stated goal of this enterprise? I covered that already. I want to make five people 5,000 a month. Actually, I'd like to make 500 5,000 a month. Oh, one final note for this short incentive creator. One of the things I've learned, though I really didn't learn it early enough, was the power of the blessing of passive residual income. If you really learn passive residual income, they say you'll walk through a brick wall to get it. Now, I thought I knew it for a long time, but I really didn't. Now I know some of it, and I have some streams coming, and I want to create some more. And I want, my giving you receive. If I teach you, and I don't want to teach everybody because that's kind of an illusion out there. I just want a very small, committed group of people who want to do it. Oh, this is another thing that I've seen. I'm trying to say here in a lot of words. If you make money your number one goal, you're in deep doo-doo. If it's money and power and fame, you're in deep doo-doo. You're missing the reality of this purpose and this life and this goal. And the karma that comes from making money and power and fame your number one goal is something nobody wants. It's really bad karma. So it's also a goal that most people miss, you know. So don't make that a goal. One point I feel is helping other people, giving you receive, integrity, and I guess what I'm doing is preaching. So anyway, I've got some tricks of the trade, like hedging, and I'm going to talk about that. That's going to be the thing I point. One thing I learned and saved my buns a few times was hedging a bit. Like I had a bunch of money in the stock market here recently, and it went down, but I had a hedge that went up, and so I actually made more than I lost. I did that saved our life. I was back in real estate in 2008, doing really good. Like I made $1.5 million in 7 months, and I lost $1 million, but I still kept the 500. But the big problem was real estate took a dive, but we had a hedge built. So if real estate went down, it'd go up, and that saved our buns up until it's still going now. So these are tricks that they really don't teach. And a lot of financial advisors are out more for their interest rather than yours. They don't fully understand the in giving you receive. Now, some do. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking here. I think you'll get it. What I'm looking for is if you want to make, you know, $5,000 a month passive residual, I got 3 or 4 ways you can do it. We'll get together. And short of that, you have a great day and God bless you. Thanks.